It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 765. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype. The name is Mike Tech Show, all one word. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, and also facebook.com/miketechshow. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com. Use the promo code MikeTechShow for your free 15-day trial. And you can just go directly to Instant House Call, instanthousecall.com. The show is also brought to you by MagnusBox. If you need or have to have secure, reliable online backup service that you can resell that works across all platforms, whether it be Windows, Windows Server, Mac, Linux, the answer is MagnusBox at MagnusBox.com. When you go and check out the demo, and then you'll be back to purchase it. Tell them you've seen it and heard it on the Mike Tech Show, and your first 3 months, your platform fee will be half price. Check it out. You're going to love it. They keep adding more and more services like Bare Metal Backup and Restore. They're working on an app for the Synology, Office 365 Backup. This is the company you want to resell for your backups for clients because it's reliable, it's easy to maintain, and easy to manage. And it's MagnusBox.com. Tonight's show, very simple. Business goals for 2021. So first, a big Happy New Year to everybody. This is the first Mike Tech Show of 2021. I hope everybody's doing well. And one of the things on New Year's Day, I actually sat and started thinking about my business goals for this year. And I'm going to talk about mine, but fold them into some great ideas. I have some really good websites that I'm going to have in the show notes to get you thinking, if you haven't already, on what you want to do for your goals, for what you want to be selling, what you, even if you don't have your own company, maybe it's a company you work for, and I can spark some ideas that can help you. Or it might be just things you're going to do for yourself. So when do you see how you're going to be able to apply some of these goals to even just personal goals, even if you're not in the IT industry, but you enjoy IT? So one of the things I need to obtain is more retainer and monthly contracts. I cannot live on break fix. And I learned that years ago. And I hear that a lot. A lot of you who listen to the show, you're out there and you're waiting for the phone to ring. You need clients on a regular basis that for income coming in, maintenance contracts, support contracts. It's the only way you're going to be able to stay in business. It's very difficult to make a living on just break fix alone, especially if you don't have a storefront. And even if you have a storefront, who's walking in there right now during the pandemic? So in order to get that, you're going to have business clients. And maybe if you are residential only, that would be a great goal right now. Get and obtain business clients or more business clients. In my case, I need more retainer clients. So how do I go about doing that? I got to develop some new product offerings, But it's not really new. It's how I'm going to package and bundle them. I'm already doing it for a lot of clients, but why not put together what would be new service offerings and bundling multiple things together and offering this as a contract? An example, I need to develop a new product line that includes monitoring systems on a regular basis. So I'm using my Synchro. Backups, I'm using MagnusBox. Security protection, Malwarebytes Premium, and other security services. Maybe it's an Untangle firewall at the perimeter that we're monitoring. You could be doing taking a lot of products you're already familiar with and that I'm familiar with and my son for our company, and then putting them together and offering that as a monthly per desktop monitoring. That's what real MSPs do, and I have not been doing that. I've been just selling hours, blocks of hours, X amount of hours per month for a contract, but I've never went per device, per machine, and actually put monitoring. Now, what about the support for that if they have a problem? And this is where it gets tricky. I will never, ever offer all-you-can-eat services. Just, it is not sustainable. And I talked about that once, where I know multiple companies who went out of business trying to deliver all-you-can-eat services. Can't do it. So it's got to be a balance where I'm monitoring, but let's say I'm monitoring and the hard drive goes bad. Well, if I got to dispatch someone and we got to go on site, that's still billable, even though they're paying for the monitoring. I want to bundle antivirus, anti-malware protection. I want to bundle the MagnusBox online backup every night for the desktop, and then monitoring where I list the services that I'm monitoring, set a price and say that's the monthly. Now for support, maybe offer an hour per month per machine or X amount of hours, just a couple hours for support. Anything over that, or if we got to go on site, then it's billable separate. Or maybe we have a separate contract on top of that, like I have with my regular retainer contracts. So that's important. Instant house call sub accounts. Right now, you can offer that. If you have instant house call, you could actually bundle remote access for that desktop, for that employee, that user. That's something else that I can bundle in as this whole package. So secure remote access, secure system, monitoring all of the performance or anything that's going on, making sure all updates are done every month, and it's backed up, one price. Now, what about some other goals, which is invoicing? I've been talking about this. I've been mentioning there's a listener who is in the business. His name's Adam. He listens every week and he hears me now mentioning him multiple times. This is a business goal for me to get invoicing, get it automated in Synchro. And he's been offering the help and he sent me some great links. I am taking advantage of that. It's high on the list for my goals for 2021. So how else can we get more clients? How can you get more clients? What can you do for yourself? Well, I mentioned backups. You got to make sure that should be a goal. If you're not backing up on a regular basis, put that down. That's a great goal right now to make sure you're backing up. And if you're not a reseller and you want to take advantage of MagnusBox, email me. Email me, miketechshow@gmail.com, and say, Mike, I can't resell because I can't be a partner. I'm not in the business like that, but I want online backup. Well, I'll sell it to you. And we'll take care of it and I'll be the one monitoring it. Second, a better focus on security. Security as a product to offer companies. I want to become more involved with security because that is, and it's always been, and it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger as a service that you can make money and protect the company's data, to protect their internet connection, to make sure that you can reduce the hacks, making sure their email is more secure. Security has to be a big focus. Another one that I have not paid attention to enough and just kind of leaving it there, client and employee training. Maybe it's just cybersecurity training, training for the different products that they're using, training on using the system. More training, I think I can offer more and be able to charge for that. So that's another offering that MHS Consulting, my company, can offer. So I want to focus a little more on training. Now, something else, and this is more of a personal goal for my MHS Consulting. Matt Rodella does a great job in hosting and deployed my MHSconsulting.net. Matt, I'm going to be working with you. I want to take the website to the next level. I want to add things. I want to add being able to come in and create a ticket. I have lots of ideas for some simple changes to just take the website to the next level, make it more attractive, make it more user interactive for my clients so they can track the tickets, they can follow what's going on. This, I want to be able to then, I can demonstrate that for new clients. So you can see how we've just 360'd the whole thing. I want the website that then when I'm presenting something to a possible, you know, a new prospect, I want to show them, look what you can do. Look at the services. Look at the resources you have when you become a client of MHS Consulting. And I'm talking about this because just take what I just said with my name and put your company name in it and start thinking of that and trying to take your business to the next level. And this should be part of your goals. So one of my goals, the product lines, becoming better at security, better at training, automating invoices. Oh, these are all lofty goals, but they're all obtainable. This is not unreasonable for me. And then making the improvements to the website, important. So big question that I have to answer. Do I want to be a VoIP reseller? I resold Freedom Voice and look where that got me. So do I want to go to Intermedia or SureWeb has their own voice line? Do I want to go down that rabbit hole and sell VoIP services? I don't know. Or who do I partner with? Do I use someone else I know and sell through them and just get a little stipend or something, or just get a piece, or become a referrer and get a commission from one of the bigger players out there? So I'm not sure what I want to do with this. So that's something I got to answer that. I'm not being pressed. I don't want to leave money on the table. I don't want to walk away from prospective business, but man, I've gotten burned. So I want to be careful how I proceed. You know, maybe I stay away from VoIP and just support it or help clients where I recommend partnering with someone else and recommending with someone else. So that's another big decision for me for this year. So I will keep you posted on what I'm doing for that. Okay. So, couple links for tonight's show. And the first one is, no. You know what? Before I do that, here's something else. In order to make more money, I need to establish more partnerships for better pricing. So I got to look into Ingram Micro, Tech Data, and PAX 8. And here's why PAX 8. If you listened to the Podnuts Pro podcast from a week ago, I was on a panel with Paco LeBron, who's a PAX 8, you know, person. I represented Sherweb, and Marv and B represented App River, and we kicked around all the different things of our experiences. Now, it's interesting. As just a little continuation, if you heard that, I said I never used Sherweb's migration services. Well, guess what? I'm in the middle of a migration, and I'm using it for the first time right now. So I'll be reporting back on that. Secondly, Microsoft Office, or excuse me, Microsoft 365, and reselling that. What is the best way? Should I be a referrer of that? Should I not worry about it and just lead them to the place to buy it and then just make the money on support? Or do they buy it through me? And if so, where am I buying that from? And PAX 8 seems to line up very nicely with me. I got to test it out. I got to check this out. So that's another goal for me for this year, which is to obtain better pricing for the services and products that I offer. I'm already a partner with Untangle. Okay, that's fine. I got to go direct more. So does PAX 8 give me that, I guess, the percentage I want to make in being able to resell? Or am I just better off being an advisor for Sherweb? Or maybe I become a full-blown partner of Sherweb and take on the actual billing of those services. Because right now, Sherweb bills the client directly. Here, I would be taking that over if I'm a partner, but I could make more money. So I'm not sure yet where I want to do, and it's got to be the least risk for me, but with the biggest gain. So that's something I got to weigh in, and I wanted to mention those companies. And don't worry, I will have them in the show notes. So right now, the show notes is Tech Site Builder, where you can work with Matt Rodella on getting that great, great website done. Ingram Micro, Tech Data, PAX 8. Now I'm ready to talk about three websites that I'm going to have listing services you should be thinking of. So the first one is 10 services your MSP should offer. They're saying your MSP should offer? Well, if you're the MSP, maybe you should be looking into this. So, what are they? One, infrastructure for IT transitions. The main example that they used earlier, if you look at this website, it's on new device or an IT upgrade. I do this all the time, which is companies that are moving and they have to change their infrastructure. So infrastructure for IT transitions. Monitoring of network operations center. So monitoring their network. And that is something I am doing for compliance clients, where I'm monitoring the firewalls for HIPAA and FINRA compliance. But I need to go more detailed, but with some of my smaller clients, they don't fit in. They don't want services like that. So, not sure. Maximum security. This is something that you want to take a look at and put the finger back at yourself. Do you have the proper procedures and taking and securing your company's, you know, the data for your customer's data? 24/7 remote support. Don't know if I want to go there yet. Detailed reports and analytics. Now, these are things, remember, they're saying you being the customer, having an MSP take care of you, making sure they have this. I'm looking at it from the angle, are these things I need to do? And yes, metrics and detailed reports, all they do is justify your existence. And that's something that someone might be looking at, hey, we're paying this company, you know, $300 a month. What are we getting for it? You got to be able to demonstrate that on a regular basis. Here's a good one. And I work with this with clients. Natural or digital disaster preparation. Everybody should have a disaster recovery plan, a business continuity plan. And if this is out of your ballywick that you're not good at, okay, don't offer that. These are things that I had to work very hard at in the corporate world. And so I'm ready to be able to help clients, and I've already had to help clients with those very issues. Haven't been pushing that more, and I really should. Cloud backed up systems. Absolutely, that's something. MagnusBox fits the bill perfectly for that for me, and could for you. Mobile integration and management. I do not manage the fleet of mobile devices for clients. I support them when they have problems, but managing that, I don't even have a clue of what I would be doing to help manage the individual iPhones and Androids. Anybody that's managing a mobile devices like that, hey, check in with me, okay? MikeTechShow@gmail.com. Send me send me website software that you use or that you're experienced with. Maybe, hey, leave me a great, you know, record a long message on that and send me the MP3 file and I'll play it. Nine, packages. What do they offer? A basic, a premium, deluxe, or all-inclusive? Interesting. Maybe it's, you know, bronze, silver, gold, platinum, or something like that. This is making me think, you know, what am I going to offer here? And then corporate responsibility and community. What's my corporate footprint, my environmental impact? I'm not big enough to have to worry about that, and that's something I am not going to concentrate on. So here's the next one. 11 types of managed services discussing your options. So here it's great. What is managed IT services? Different types. Where you have managed networks and infrastructure, managed security, managed support services, managed print services. Don't think so. I don't want to be in the printer business. I don't mind selling them. I don't mind supporting them. I don't want to be in a managed print service. Let other guys do that. What a nightmare. Managed cloud infrastructure, managed software as a service, SaaS, managed wireless and mobile computing. No. Managed communication services and data analytics. So there's things here that I don't want to do, but there are great, interesting what you should be looking at in these different types of services to offer that will get you to think about this. So check that out. And here, this is the last link, 6 popular managed services pricing models. How do you price this? You have a monitoring only price model. And that's something I'm working on right away as my first product offering. You know, just monitoring per user. Interesting. All you could, you know, I ran into actually an IT company that they sell per user. They don't look at the device. They look at the user. And there is a monthly fee per user. And in that, they bundle Microsoft 365 for that user, Windows 10 Pro for that user. So it's a different way of looking at things. All you can eat. No, I will never offer that. And that's one of the 6 here. Per device. So that's interesting. Tiered. Different pricing increases from tier to tier based on the services that you're providing and offering. Again, that goes back to that, you know, bronze, silver, gold, or however levels, you know, basic, premium. You got to come up with different options, which comes to the last item here, which is a la carte. So you can have your tiered services and have, you know, bronze might be monitoring only and you offer this and this is the price per device. I don't know if I'm ready to tackle per user yet. So I'm looking at per device, tiered services, and then an a la carte, just having that as like a safety item. So I'm working with a potential customer and they're looking at my services and it's like, I'm sort of between, you know, A and B. I don't really fit A. I don't really fit B. I'm looking for, you know, kind of a mixture. And I'm like, hey, this is the a la carte. So let's put together what you do want. And this is the custom package for you, Mr. Customer ABC. So you've got to be prepared to be able to go off menu and be able to build the services, because we don't want to lose them. So in here, they have all some ideas on each of those six pricing models. And it's interesting because a lot of this is geared for the end user, the customer, to look at what should they be looking at it as MSPs. And that's why I was focused on this. This is what I should be offering as options for customers, and then maybe put some really nice brochures together that I can walk in and say, this is what we're offering, a nice trifold, something I've never done. And I have a great, great promotional products person that's a customer. As a matter of fact, I've showed you the swag that we have, which is the hand sanitizer. Anything you see with my shirts, with my logos, MHS Consultant, or even the Mike Tech Show, they're all through a really good company that, as a matter of fact, some listeners and even Taz, Mike Cooley, has used for his company, my vendor, and they're also my client. I take care of all their IT. So I have someone good that can, you know, we can really work on a nice trifold of all the different services that I can, you know, present to someone, mail to someone, or when shows start opening up. For right now, it's all virtual, but we are going to get past this pandemic and things will get back to normal. And maybe there's trade shows that when I go there, I can also put, you know, put out those trifolds and be able to market myself a little more. I do very little in marketing. The only marketing I do, I belong to the BNI, the Business Networking International, and now it's actually my son is the member. I'm not a member anymore, and it's great because he's generating tremendous referrals, and he loves it. He's got the enthusiasm and everything. I was a member for 10 years, and I got a lot out of it, and I loved it, but it was time to pass the baton to the younger, faster person. So my son's taking care of that, and it's been a great benefit. We're getting, you know, great referrals, and there's all different people now as members, as the old guard is leaving, and, you know, the younger business owners and younger people coming in. So that's been working out great, but that's the only thing I do for marketing. So I could be doing a lot more, and that's what made me take a look. What are my goals? What do I want to do? And share them with everybody, because I'm hoping to spark some thought. Maybe some things you hear on this show, some things from the links that you read, will help put together something to help generate more revenue, which is what this is all about. Offering good, reliable services at a fair price, and you make money and be happy because you enjoy doing it. That's the best you could ever ask for. We had a tremendous year from Amazon affiliate, Kari Holzman and myself, and we thank you for making that a great year. Let's make 2021 even better. If you're buying from Amazon, maybe you didn't get what you wanted for Christmas. Maybe you didn't get what you wanted for your birthday, or, you know, it's time to reward yourself. You know, maybe you have some extra money in that stimulus check that you want to spend. Use our link for Amazon. Kari Holzman and I, we share an Amazon affiliate link that we split, and you support the Mike Tech Show. You support Tech Vets. You support the YouTube videos that Kari Holzman produces, but you're really helping Kari Holzman and myself, and we really appreciate it. Please continue to use that Amazon link. It makes a big difference. Your prices stay the same. A small commission comes back to us and it adds up no matter how small you buy. Thank you. Thank you. Also, Fabs Auto Backup 7 Pro. Love it. Love it. Love it. Haven't talked about it in a while. That's our go-to software for moving anybody from one system to another, transferring those settings in the files from the one system to another. And of course, our sponsors, thank you for Instant House Call, the best remote access software that you could be using. Check them out, instanthousecall.com. The ultimate backup software, MagnusBox at magnusbox.com. That is it. As we close out the first show for 2021, thank you so much for staying subscribed and downloading and listening. And I'll see everybody back here next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.